The Columbia Workshop. Tonight we present an original drama for radio by Knowles Entrecote and Howard Breslin called The Honest Captain. The name of Knowles Entrecote is familiar to many millions of radio listeners. He is a well-known playwright and radio writer, and for 3 years was one of Columbia's dramatic directors. Tonight's piece, however, written in collaboration with Howard Breslin, is the first time his work has been presented by the Columbia Workshop. Howard Breslin is known for his short stories published in Liberty, This Week, and Collier's. We present now The Honest Captain. Presenting The Honest Captain, a folk tale of the days not long after the war for American independence, told by Knowles Entrecote and Howard Breslin. In those days, the green and rolling hills of Vermont looked down on a pleasant village where lived a veteran of the Revolution, Captain Caleb Piper. A large old farmhouse up the road a piece from the church housed the captain and his considerable family. Now let us go back to a bright Sunday morning in late summer. Upstairs in the captain's house, his two eldest sons, Dwight and Orrin, are getting ready for church.
There's a church bell, Dwight. Better stir yourself.
I shall be ready, Orrin.
You won't if you don't stop fretting over your stock. Such vanity ill becomes the Sabbath.
Orrin, watch your tongue. Your ungodly talk will breed you trouble someday.
Small chance of that. There's been no trouble, real trouble, since we drove out the redcoats. Dwight, don't you wish you'd fit the Revolution like Pa?
No, Orrin. I'm a man of peace, and I hope righteousness.
You're a born preacher, if that's what you mean. Me, I'm more like Pa.
Pa respects the Sabbath, Orrin.
Yes, and as soon as we've all gone off to church, that there bear will be in our cornfield again. Why should a pesky bear get fat in our corn?
We should hunt him on some weekday.
We'll never get him on a weekday. The bear's too smart. He only comes when we have to be in the meeting house.
Dwight! Orrin! Hustle down here!
Come in, Ma.
Yes, Ma.
Moses, saw that ribbon on Alvarez's body.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep Lucinda away from the fire.
Yes, ma'am.
Rufus, you change of Jeremiah and Benjamin.
Yes, ma'am.
Where's Paul?
Orrin, go tell the captain we're ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Hurry, Orrin.
I'm hurrying.
Yankee Doodle went to tell...
Pa?
Oh, it's you, Orrin, eh?
Singing on the Sabbath, Pa?
Singing? Just a hymn, my son. Sort of a battle hymn. The boys sung that at Ticonderoga. With a few changes in the words.
Ma's waiting, Pa. Say, cleaning your musket?
Use your eyes, boy. I ain't cleaning it. I'm loading it.
You taking your gun to meeting?
Oh, no, son. Not that I ain't done that times when we had news of Injuns in these parts. But today I got other plans.
Captain Piper, we're all ready.
Yes, Pa.
Don't you wait no longer, Miley. I ain't going to meeting this Sabbath.
Not going, Pa?
Captain, you ain't ailing.
Oh, no, Miley. Not so you'd notice it. But I'm sort of sick at heart about a certain bear.
Pa, you going after the bear?
Pa, you can't go hunting on the Sabbath.
I ain't aiming to do any hunting, Dwight. I'm just going to set out in the cornfield. Ain't hunting when the bear comes to you.
It's breaking the Sabbath law, Pa.
The elders would callate so, Captain.
That bear ain't eating the elders' corn, Miley. But it's taking food out of the mouths of our children. Like Moloch. Grinding us between his teeth. I shall smite the Philistine hip and thigh.
Pa. Father, I cannot countenance this disregard of the Sabbath law.
Dwight, I'm still head in this house. You'll go along to meeting with your mother.
You're straying from the paths of duty.
I've followed the paths of duty for a good many years, son, without you or anybody else showing me the right road. We'll say no more about it. Now get along to meeting. All of you, get.
All right, Captain. We are going. Over your shoulder.
Well, I want to see if
Pa... Will you be quiet? Goodness knows it'll be a mercy if no one notices that the captain's missing from church. Well,
what'll you do if they ask after Pa?
Keep Mom as a can and hope to goodness they think the captain's ailing. Well, that's a likely story with a man as tough-brained as your father.
And you'd allow your silence to tell a lie. on the Sabbath.
Mother. Now, Dwight, you've no call to judge your father. Honor thy father and thy... Well, never mind that now. But just because you want to be a preacher, you need...
Mother, you should search your conscience and wrestle with temptation.
Will you stop hectoring Ma, Dwight?
I can only do my duty.
Well, keep going on the way you are, and I'll dust your jacket.
Now, Orrin, it's the Sabbath. Morning, Deacon Atherton.
Morning.
Morning, Deacon Goodenough.
Morning.
Good morning, children.
Morning,
morning,
Deacon.
Morning, Miss Piper. I say the captain has acted with commendable promptitude this morning.
What say?
I mean he has preceded this whole family into the church.
Oh?
The captain has gone ahead, hasn't he?
Deacon Goodenough, my father...
Now, don't go pestering the deacon, Dwight. Anyway, we've the half of us, so we'll be late. Come, Dwight. All right.
All right.
Henry, stop dawdling. Marty, I don't know. Goodbye.
With this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it,
my goody gracious,
and keepeth his hand from doing evil, neither let the son of the stranger...
Archer.
Indian!
Woman, be silent.
The whole town's here. It must be Indian. They've come to scalp us.
The murdering devils, come on, man. Look lively.
Brethren, let us pray.
This is no time for prayer. Men, get your rifles and hurry.
Stop, Parson. Stop him.
Listen to Ma, will you?
Stop, do you hear? That's no Indian, Parson.
What do you say, Mrs. Piper?
If you'll all keep quiet, I'll say it again. That's not Indian. That shot was the captain.
Captain Piper?
Yes. Yes, my captain. Nothing to be frightened about. Sorry, it stopped the service, but you can go on now.
Do I understand, Mrs. Piper, that your husband has absented himself from meeting on the Sabbath?
Yes, Deacon.
Oh, I reasoned with him, brethren.
Sit down, Dwight, and hold your tongue.
Silence, silence, you hear? Mrs. Piper, stand up.
Very well, Parson.
You say your husband is not only absent from meeting on the Sabbath, but also his is the hand which just discharged that fowling piece?
Fowling piece, nothing. It's Pa's old musket. He fit the revolution with...
Now, Orrin.
All right, Ma.
Is this true, sister?
I calculate it is, Parson.
Woman, have you the effrontery to say that your husband has gone hunting on the holy day?
It was the only day that pesky bear dared come near our quarters.
That'll do, Orrin. It's just about the way Orrin says... That bear's as near to human as the next one. He knows, same as you or I, when Sunday comes round.
But is that cause for the captain to flaunt the third commandment?
It's sinful. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
But the critter was eating us out of house and home. The captain's a good provider. He couldn't stand to see that. So Sunday or not, he had to stay and shoot the robber.
Blasphemy!
Ain't nothing of the sort, Deacon Goodenough. It's just a father caring for his own.
And neglecting his duty to God.
Parson?
Yes, Deacon Atherton?
I propose that Captain Caleb Piper be summoned before the midweek meeting of this congregation to stand trial. Said summons to be presented to the captain by Tithman Gillies.
Yes, he's the man.
But the captain's a man of wrath,
it
and
is
I...
the will of this congregation and of its elders that Captain Caleb Piper be so summoned. And now... Now let us seek again a grave and pious frame of mind by singing together Old Hundred. I line it out. Praise God.
Ma. Ma, do you suppose Pa got that bear?
Or the captain never misses. A
Maybe he's in the barn.
You boys look there. I'll see to the shed.
All right, Ma. Come on, Dwight.
I am.
Captain! Captain Piper!
That you, Miley?
Yes. Where are you?
Here, in the back shed.
Whatever are you doing in there?
Skinning the bear.
Oh. Big fella, ain't he?
Uh-huh. Got nice and fat on our corn. The steaks will be juicy.
Captain, there's something I've got to tell you.
I'm listening, Miley.
We all heard your gun down at the church.
Oh, no, I'm sorry about that, Miley. I hope it didn't spoil anybody's praying.
Take that, Captain. But they were all so scared that it was Indians that I had to tell them it was just you shooting that bear.
Mighty pretty shot. If I say so, he shouldn't.
That ain't the point, Captain.
Well, then get to it, Miley, get to it.
Parson Thatcher was wild that you stayed away from meeting, and so was all the deacons. And they're sending Tithman Gillis to summon you to weekly meeting.
Summon me? What for? Don't I always go to Wednesday meeting?
Oh, you don't understand, Captain. The elders aim to put you on trial for hunting and shooting on the Sabbath.
But didn't you tell them about the bear?
Didn't do no good. They're set on making a fuss. Captain, they might even reach out to the congregation.
Well, Miley, suppose they do. Could you bear the shame?
Oh, man, Captain, I know you ain't ungodly. Don't make no difference to me what the elders say. But there's the children. And Dwight, with his heart set on being a preacher, they might hold this against him.
Aye, they might at that. Visiting the sins of the father on the son.
Pa?
In here, Orin.
Pa, Tithman Gillis is here. Did you tell him, Ma?
Yes, Orin, I've been told. Show Tithman Gillis in here.
Yes, Pa. This way, Mr. Gillis.
Now, Captain, don't lose your temper.
Don't intend to, Miley. I don't intend to.
Here's Pa, Mr. Gillis.
How be you, Captain?
I ain't been so mad since Bennington battle.
Now, Captain, I'm only doing my duty.
All right. I know what you have to say. I'll be at meeting come Wednesday.
Thank you, Captain. Say, that's a mighty fine bear you got there.
Ain't it, though?
Causing more trouble than it's worth.
Yes, of course, ma'am. Still, it's quite a critter.
Yeah. The spoils of evil. How about a bear steak, Gillis? Can I cut you off a piece?
Well, now, I don't mind if I do, Captain, if it ain't too much
trouble. No trouble at all. No trouble. No trouble at all.
Of this town has gathered together to sit in solemn judgment upon one of its members. He is here to show cause, if any there can be, why he should not be cast out. Captain Caleb Piper.
Here.
Stand up.
I am up, Parson.
Caleb Piper, you admit you stayed away from meeting last Sabbath.
I admit it, Parson, but there was extenuating circumstances. That bear that...
There can be no extenuating circumstances for absence of a well man from meeting.
He's healthy enough. The sinful...
No names, Aaron Goodenough, no names.
Read him out of the church, boss.
I will. Caleb Piper, your sin has found you out. You...
Stop. Stop right there, Parson.
He's rebelling against discipline, Parson. Read out that paper.
Silence, I mean to read it. Caleb Piper, your sin has found you out. On the sixth day of this month, you did deeply offend against your brethren in this congregation. You did bring upon your wife and children...
Stop, Parson. Stop right now.
He has a gun.
Oh, he's got a gun. Blasphemer. Why have you brought that musket into this church?
Because I want to live with shame. Read one more word and I'll level it at you.
And Pa never misses.
Son, be quiet.
Infamous boldness. Caleb Piper... Think you for one second that you can sway me from this appointed task?
Yes.
Stop pointing that gun at me.
Let fly one more word of my failings and you're a dead man.
This is sacrilege.
Deacon Goodenough, you read the charge.
I? Yes, give it to me.
Good. That suits me down to the ground. Go on, Aaron. Speak up and see what you get.
What do you mean, Captain Piper?
I'd alongside rather shoot you than the parson any day.
You wouldn't.
Any day at all. And, Aaron, you know me for a man of my word. Go on now, go on. Read out the indictment, why don't you? Go on, neighbor. You ain't got nothing to fear if I'm a liar.
It's murder. Murder. Let me out of here.
He ain't mad. Captain, tell them.
No good to tell them anything, Miley. They're possessed. Like swine. Swine rushing down a steep place into the sea.
They've gone, Pa. Every last one of them.
Yes, and what are we going to do now?
I'm going away. Clean away from here.
Now, Dwight, you don't want to take off.
Why shouldn't I? I wanted to be a preacher. And now the doors of the church will be barred against me forever. Because of Father's sin.
Pa, stop bawling like a calf that's lost.
That'll do, Orin. Dwight, son, don't be discouraged easy. If you mean to serve God, you need more spirit than you're showing now. You think everything's lost, eh? That's where you're wrong. Nothing's lost to a man so long as he keeps his gumption.
Father, why didn't you listen to me and the elders? If you'd confessed and taken your punishment...
Punishment? When I ain't done wrong, as far as I can see? No, thank you.
But now we're Ishmaels. Outcasts.
Maybe we ain't the exiles.
Captain, what do you mean?
Never mind what I mean. Never mind. Children, go home. Rest easy. Go on now.
Yes, sir.
You too, Warren.
Yes, Father.
You stay here a bit, Miley.
Well, ain't you coming home, Captain?
No, Miley, I ain't. Kellett, you and the boys can run the farm just for a few days.
Why, yes, Captain, but what you aiming to do?
Stay in the church, Miley. Stay in the church.
How do you mean? Spiritually?
Never you mind what I mean. Kiss me goodbye, Miley.
Yes, Captain. Oh, gracious, let me go, Caleb. Is there nothing you won't do in church?
Pa,
that you are in?
Yes, Pa, you told me to come at meeting time.
Come in, son. Come in.
Yes, Pa. There.
Shut that window.
Yes, sir. Ma, send along your breakfast.
Put it down, Orin. Put it down. It can wait till after meeting.
Is there going to be a meeting, Pa?
It's the Sabbath, ain't it? And I rung the bell. Yep, there'll be a meeting, all right. Right here in the meeting house.
But
what?
You got the doors barricaded.
Yeah. Good and strong, too.
Pa, someone's coming.
I hear him, Orin. They'll find this house of prayer a fortress. Look out the window, Orin. See what's going on. But be careful.
I won't let him see me, Pa. The whole town's starting together.
I hear him.
Here comes the deacon and the parson.
Locked. Who dare lock the meeting house on the Sabbath?
That's Aaron Goodenough. Voice carries like a rooster's.
Anyone in there?
I am, deacon. I, Caleb Piper. Come to keep the Sabbath holy.
It's Piper! That's right. Order him out.
Caleb Piper?
Yes, Parson Thatcher?
I order you to end this scandal. Come out.
Parson, the good book orders me to keep holy the Sabbath. I'm aiming to do my duty by holding meeting. And it's time to start.
Pa, they're hopping mad. Deacon Goodenough's shaking like a popple.
Will you break down the door, Caleb Piper?
I'm warning you. I've got my musket here with me.
That stopped them. They're backing away from the door.
Come, Orin, we'll start the meeting. Got your Bible?
Yes, Pa.
Now, we'll read from the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 12, starting at verse 9. Find it?
Yes, Pa.
We'll take turns at the reading, Orin. I'll begin. And when he was departed thence...
Caleb Piper!
He went into the synagogue.
Pa, Deacon Goodenough's coming round to the window.
Go on with the lesson, Orin.
You listen to me, Caleb Piper.
Go on, Orin.
Yes. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him?
Piper, what you're doing is a crime in the eyes of all godly men.
Don't interrupt the service, Goodenough. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that have one sheep.
You're breaking the law.
And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, get away from that window, Aaron Goodenough. Will he not lay hold on it and lift it up?
How much, then, is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day.
I tell you...
Get away or I'll shoot.
You don't dare.
Get him, Pop.
Lead, Aaron.
Pa, they've stopped talking outside. They're listening to us.
So they be, so they be. I'll read this verse, Aaron. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him.
Hartman Gillis, close that door. Can't hear ourselves think for that rabble in the bar.
Yes, Elder. I was just looking at the crowd in their Sunday clothes. It's been a long time since I saw so many pretty girls gathered in Peleg's Tavern at one time.
It is. That will do.
Yes, Parson.
We have grave matters to attend to.
Well, we're here. The men that count. Parson Thatcher, you, Deacon Atherton, and me. For the good of the town, we must act.
Well, what were you going to do?
We must send someone to throw that sacrilegious soldier out of the meeting house, neck and crop.
Well, who are you going to send?
Perhaps some of the younger, stouter men should be delegated.
No, it won't work.
Why won't it?
I think I can answer that. Some of the young men have actually expressed furtive admiration for the captain's boldness.
They think it's funny.
Funny? We'll read them out of the church, too.
The congregation is going to pine and dwindle down to nothing if you rule out all the folks that's laughing up their sleeves today.
This is an outrage. Tasman Gillies, you are in charge of order in the church.
You'll have to go and put them out.
No, sirs.
It's your duty.
I calculate the captain's right.
Right.
A man owes his duty to his family. My duty is to keep from being shot through the gizzard by the captain.
Captain Piper must be punished. It's a crime to hold services in the church with no preacher.
Now, hold on, Parson. The laws of the church permit a common, ordinary man to conduct services when a parson ain't there to tend to it.
That's true.
Humphrey Atherton, are you a changing sides?
No, I'm merely looking on both sides of a troubled question. Very troubled.
The old parish shot at me, a deacon. That sacrilege, ain't it?
We must speak with the captain's wife. Go and get her, Gillies.
Well, that won't take long. She's just outside with her son, Dwight.
He's a God-fearing youth. Deplores his father's action. No doubt he has brought her to a humble state of mind.
Well, I'll go fetch her.
Think you'd better offer up a prayer, Parson?
This is no time for prayer. We've other things to do.
What can we do?
Heaven will not let the righteous fail.
I hope your faith is well-founded, Parson. I hope so. But Captain Piper is...
Come in. Come in, Mrs. Piper.
Thank you kindly.
Mrs. Piper, you go on, Parson.
Yes, Parson.
Mrs. Piper, this town has suffered grievously today through your husband's misdeeds. Yet, as the saying goes, while the lamp holds out to burn, the vilest sinner may return.
That's true.
By this time, I'm sure the captain has repented his rashness. Now, if you would use your influence with your husband...
Land, I ain't got a mite of influence with the captain.
Nonsense, Violet Piper. Every wife's got influence.
No, when the captain sought, he sought. I can't budge him. Not that I'd want a husband I could twist round my little finger, like some I could name.
Who do you mean?
Who do you mean?
I wasn't thinking of anyone in particular.
Your husband must vacate the meeting house.
Yes, Parson, but who's to persuade him?
We'll starve him out.
Woman... We've learned that you have been sending food to your husband since he seized the meeting house. That must stop.
Parson, the good book says feed my lamb. I guess that takes in the captain, even if he is more a lion than he is a lamb. I couldn't go against the Bible, Parson.
We'll burn the building over his head.
I wouldn't, Aaron Goodenough. When the captain was a little shaver back to Deerfield, some redskins tried that trick on his ma's house. The captain shot him. Of course, Aaron, if you think you're slicker than an Indian, you might try.
Mrs. Piper, have you called the captain's attention to the fact that you and your children will be cast out of the church, too?
He knows that, but the children don't mind. Not even Dwight. He's so riled, he says he'd rather go to perdition with his pa than heaven with the deacons.
Well,
You see, there's me and the captain and the 12 young'uns. It's what you might call a goodly company.
Woman, you're showing an irreverent spirit.
Well, leastways I'm showing spirit, which is something to be thankful for.
Here she is. In here. Oh,
yes, captain.
Come on. What are they doing to you?
Just reasoning with my stubborn spirit.
Dwight come legging it for the church and yelling they got Ma. So me and the boys come.
Ma, if they've been hounding
we'll
you...
We'll pick them, won't we, Orin?
Yes, Dwight, we will.
All right now, boys, all right.
Captain, now that you're here, outside the meeting house...
I'll be you, Aaron. Ailing?
No. No, I ain't ailing.
Then how comes it you wasn't in church for service this morning?
Why wasn't I?
You should know, Captain Piper.
What? Morning, Parson. Say, I'm surprised. I'd have made affidavit there was nothing could make you neglect your flock.
I have not done so.
Hold on now. Your absence forced me to conduct services this morning, unworthy as I am.
And you'll answer for that, Captain. You'll answer for it.
Just a moment, Parson.
And
tell...
And Humphrey Atherton. Well, I never thought to find you in godless company, carousing in a tavern on the seventh day.
You're a bold blackguard, Captain, asking us why we weren't in church today.
That's a natural question. Perfectly natural.
How can we go with you inside with your musket?
No excuse.
Captain Piper, under the circumstances...
No extenuating circumstances. There can be none for absence from church. None at all. That's what you all told me. Didn't
you? No, Captain...
Answer me.
None.
You got him on the run, Pa.
Be still, Orin.
Anything to say, Parson?
No.
Aaron?
Well, I... No.
Uh-huh. Out of your own mouths are you condemned. But there's no use putting shame on anybody for faults they can't help. The sorriest sinner may repent, yea, though your sins be as scarlet.
Why, you...
Yes, Aaron, they can all be washed as white as snow.
If we all truly repent.
That's right, Humphrey. Now, let's see, next Sunday's communion, ain't it, Parson?
Well, yes.
See to it, men, that you attend. Remember your sins of arrogance and vanity and repent them.
And what about yours, Captain?
I'm willing to pray the Creator for forgiveness of any sins I may have committed, though right now I can't recall none. None at all. Well, shall we all be there to partake of the fellowship? What do you say, Aaron?
Nothing.
We'll be there, Parson.
Yes, of course.
Fine. I know it's going to warm my heart like no celebration of the feast has ever done before. Come, Miley, boys.
Yes, Pa. Good day, gentlemen.
Yes, Ma.
Well, Captain, phrases be. For once you missed your aim.
What aim, Miley?
When you shot out the church window, aiming at Aaron.
I didn't miss. I wasn't aiming at him.
What was you aiming at then, I'd like to know?
Heaven, Miley. Heaven, in the company of the godly. And I hit it, Miley. I hit it. A bullseye.
Columbia Workshop has just presented The Honest Captain, an original drama for radio by Knowles Infokin and Howard Breslin. The production was under the direction of Earl McGill. The part of Captain Caleb Piper was played by Parker Fenley. Emily, his wife, called Miley, by Agnes Moorhead. Dwight, Vincent Donahue. Orin, Arthur Anderson. The Reverend Lucius Thatcher, Gene Leonard. Humphrey Atherton, Cameron Andrews. Aaron Goodenough, Charles Webster, and Tithman Gillis, Orth Bell. Charles Paul was at the organ. Next week, the Columbia Workshop will bring a new writer to radio, Mr. A.M. Sullivan. Mr. Sullivan is president of the American Poetry Society, and the piece of his which we will present is titled A Day in Manhattan. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.